Okay, we are holding in the beginning of Mishnah Seferim, and I thought at least we should see this Kitzur Klali, where he tells us about some of the things which we've already seen in the Siman Lamed Vav and Siman Lamed Beis, about some of the halachas of Shleikas Sidran and some of the things which we've seen already. So let's take a look. So again, this is at the end of Sif Gimel in Siman Lamed Vav. So he says like this: Tefillin u'mezuzah strichin shiyu ksuvin kisidran. So we've learned, we've seen several times that there's a requirement when it comes to tefillin mezuzahs, and as opposed to sifrei Torah, tefillin mezuzahs need to be written kisidran, and this is a din midyarais. This is min hater dechsiv v'hayu hadvarim kisidran. V'hayu means the havayasan. This is the havaya. This is the way that it needs to be. It needs to be written kisidran. Bein hikdim. Parsha, la parsha, bin teva la teva, ois la ois, pasul. So the din of kisidran is even if you write one letter out of order, that pasuls. Avul bezeha ois gufa le shayach shle kisidran. Within one letter itself, there's no requirement of kisidran and shle kisidran. Meaning, kagain, tzadi shemurkav mi yud nun. Like you have over here in diagram one. So the tzadi, in essence, is a nun and the yud, right? The yud being on the right-hand side, and then the nun being to the left. So here, there's no kpeda, which one you write first. Even if, let's say, Sefram usually do the yud bit of the tzadi, and then the nun bit of the tzadi, and so on, and the one does it in a different order, that's what he says. Kigin tzadi, shemukam yud v'nun, the cost of hanun, the achakach yud. And you do the nun first and then the yud. That's not a problem of shalekis sidron. The whole ki I got fine. The chenim cost of mitzvahs ois viachagach cost of ois shemikodim. Let's say you write a little bit of the letter, and then you write the previous letter, like in diagram two. So you're supposed to write the word bochem. You wrote the beis, and then you move on to the mem. And you write, let's say, the top line of the mem, as you see in diagram 2, in Aleph. So you write the gag of the mem, the top line of the mem. And then you go back and you write the chaf of Bechem. So we're not going to say that you wrote the top section of the mem. That's a problem of Shleikas Sidran. Because I didn't yet give any type of a proper form, any type of a tzur of the ois. I just did an isolated line on the top. That's really nothing. And so v'chinim kasev mitzvahs ois v'yachakach kasev ois shemikoydim. So what do? Mashlim ois. You go back and you write the chaf. V'lehavi shleikas sidrin. That's not a problem of shleikas sidrin. V'chol she'ein kasev ois shalim mikri v'hayu advarim kisidrin. To davar shalom be'in and v'lehchatsi davar. Being that I have not written a complete letter, that is not a problem of Shleikas Sidran. Shleikas Sidran is if I wrote an entire letter out of order, then that's going to be a problem. Avlin kosav yud b'lei kotzei hasmali. But let's say you wrote a yud without the top left kotz, a aleph, the ayin, the shin, the chadema. She'ein negeh hayud b'ha'ois v'achakach kosav mikodem. Let's take a look in diagram 3. So we look in diagram 3, Aleph. So I was supposed to write, let's say, Divrei. So I wrote the Dalet, I wrote the Beis, and then I moved on to the Yud for some inexplicable reason. I want to write this Yud. But I didn't write the Shvitz in the top left-hand corner of the Yud. So you might say, so I haven't completed the Yud. So now I can go back and I can do my Resh. So here we say that it already has the Tzura of a Yud. So once it's got the tzur of a yud, it's a problem. So too, if you go to diagram beis, you're writing an aleph, you're supposed to write the word who. And instead I skip out the vav, and I write the aleph, and I didn't join the top right-hand yud to the rest of the aleph. So you'll say, so it's not a bromish like a sidrin, because I haven't completed the latter. Now here we say, it's kuktois vi an aleph. It already looks like an aleph. Once it already looks like an aleph to a certain extent, then we say that is going to be a problem, obviously. Kesidron, same is true in diagram Gimel, when I'm supposed to write the word Shema, and I skip out the Mem, and I write the Ayin, but the top right hand Yud of the Ayin, we're calling that a Yud, meaning the top right hand leg of the Ayin, which is kind of like a Yud and a Vav. So there's a break between the Yud and the rest of the Ayin. Again, it has the appearance, and the same is true with the Shin. I'm supposed to write the word Dvash, I skip the Beis, I write the Shin, the middle Yud, and so on, isn't connected. In all those cases, we say that is going to be a problem of Shleikas Shin, because it has the appearance of the Ayis. You can ask Moshe, I'll tell you all about it. Yeah? Yeah? So let's see again, one more time. Avalim Kasav Ayis Malay Kaitsa Smiley. Alav Ayin Vishin Machadim Machina Gayud Ba'ayis Achyah Kasav Mikaidim. Why? Because if we see that we're makel to allow you to fix it after you wrote it already, meaning we'll say it's got enough of its tzura on it. And we said the rule is if this mamish is lacking the tzura of the ice, then it's going to be a problem to fix it up. You're going to have problems with shleikas sidrin. But if at least it's got the tzura of an ice, Narvas, it's possible you need to fix it up, but we'll say it's not a problem with Shleikas Sidrin, and it's something which is nitten l'takein. So madach or mekel, the hashta l'kul armina diachal l'sakin achakach, like the Taz writes, mishum de ikr hadvarim kesayder nichtavu, because l'mais it was written in the proper order. The shame ayisaleh afila b'le'atikun, it has a shame aleph right now, kemesh nichtav achakach. So all the more so will we say that it will be a problem of Shleikas Sidrin. We will say. The kol shekein imlay nechsar b'ha'ois raktagin ayshar dvarim she'ena ma'akvin v'yachakach kasam mikodem. All the more so will we say if it's just lacking the tagin, like you have over here in diagram 5. So you're supposed to put tagin on the shin, let's say. So what did you do? You're supposed to write the word dvash. You wrote the dalad, you skip the bays, you write the shin. So you'll say, oh, all is not lost, it's okay, because I didn't put the tagin on the shin. I'm sorry. Shleikas Sidrin. Tagin is not makif. We did see the bach, the shoot of the bach, and the goin, they were machmet to say that it is makif. But lemaisa meikra din the shochanah paskin the tagin and amakif. So for sure that would be a problem of shleikas sidrin. The issue of shleikas sidrin. Hago, the yesh seifrim shnechshalim beinyan shleikas sidrin bepsulid yeraisa. Unfortunately, our seifrim are nechshal on this, and it makes the tefillin and the mezuzahs possible midyaraisa. The hurak machmas chesrin yediyah. And unfortunately, this is not the thing you can ever check. And this is why it's so difficult, why you have to buy from a reputable source. Let's say you take out a mezuzah, you look and you say, this is exquisite, beautiful ksav, it's mamish. As soon as you can look at it, it's mamish, beautiful, crisp and sharp and clear. You think, like, this is, you know, mahudr aleph, aleph, aleph. You don't know if it was written like a constituent. You have no idea, there's absolutely no way of knowing, and it's only you're relying that the sefer is Yerush Shemayim and that he's a boki ba'alacha. You know, and he might be Yerush Shemayim, but if he's not, you know, Einam Aretz Chosid, you know, if he doesn't know these halachas, there's absolutely no way of knowing if it was written Shleikas Sidrin or not. The fellow makes a mistake, and what does he think? Shleikas Sidrin nikarakim hum esakin is a dover achar gemara parashias. Okay, I finish the whole parasha and then I go back and so on. But so long as I'm within the parasha, that's all considered to be that I'm doing this. That's okay. Okay, mesakne beisaksiva tam oisishikva cholaf. He'll go back and he will fix up some of the letters which have already finished. Varaman obemis leikenu. This is not true. No. Tagin don't need to be. Uvemas leikenu. Elateikif kishikosef ha'ayis she'achrov osel esakin ha'ayis shalafanov. As soon as you've finished one, Lance, you're not allowed to go back. Once you've finished I'm sorry, Alatekev Kishakasafa Ais Shachrov. Once you finish the latter afterwards, you can't go back to the previous one. Im Leibadavish Medina Filabletik and Yeshwav Shem Isais, unless it's the type of thing which anyway it is considered to be that it has a shame Aleph, it is considered to be a Beis, and so on. Balav Kuli Alma Dina Gemiri Leida Ezidav Yeshwav Shem Isais, Leitikun. And not all of the Sofrim are bekeen to know exactly does this have the shame icy ice, and therefore it's okay if I go back and I'm misaken it a little bit, or maybe it doesn't have the shame of that ice, and now it's going to be a problem shleika sidrin. So one needs to be super careful from where you source your the parashas, and again we're discussing specifically of tefillin and mezuzos, you know, fortunately for our sake, when it comes to, you know, Sifrei Torah, there's no din in Shleika Sidrin. So you can, you know, you can make, you know, mistakes, can you imagine, you know, the problems that would be in the Sifrei Torah if there'd be the implications of Shleika Sidrin. That would be very, very difficult. He says, Al-Kain, may anachon la sefer sheyizar betefillin and mezuzos, shaloy lohanif yadi al shum ois lasaknei, you know, be very careful. Don't start rubbing out, scraping off, fixing, and so on. Once you move on to the next letter, unless you know your stuff, unless you know these halachas cold, be very, very careful. In lay davish nimtza kosav beferish besifrei apeskim shezeh mutar lasagen afilu achakach. If you to start to make your own sushtal and say, well, you know, just like you can do this, presumably you can do that also. Don't be madame milsel milsa. And all of what we're discussing is a tikkun, which has to do when you go ahead and you add a bit of ink and so on. The kol shekin tikkun she'alide mechika. All the more so if you start to rub out, then remember we learned that there's an issue of chakteches, that you need to actively form the letter, as opposed to you've got a blob of ink and you start to erase, and then in a passive manner you've created the thing. There's an additional problem of chakteches. So besides the Shleika Sidrin aspect, there's going to be another problem of Chakteches. Afilu leikasa v'dayin shum ois achazeh, shetzorach ma'oid leida kol protei adinim sheyesh bezeh, ki inyanav arukin. Fine, so be very careful. Ayin b'chai adam shekasav, tehu ayam masneh masayf v'shaloye, b'chai adam, he would make a stipulation with the sefer shalila hanif aleim barzal machmazeh. You're not to go and take any metal, in other words, take the tool which is used to scrape and to be moichek and to erase. I don't want you doing that at all. Don't do that. Ube emes atzas hitziv moiv. It's a great etza. Avleinena me'elas rak linyan lehilina tzayidezim chashash tochak teches. He said, great. It helps from the. It helps against the issue of chakteches, avol loy mishleika sidrin. It still doesn't necessarily help shleika sidrin. It could be this sefer still going back and fixing up previous letters, ones where it didn't have the shame tsuras ha'ayis, and now there's going to be a problem. So you never know what he did. So it doesn't help for that. Im loy shiyizayer ha'sefer lisnag b'malachti malechas shemayim la'at la'at. And again, you know, time is money. The guy thinks, you know, you're not paying me so much for my mezuzahs, so I need to go ahead and be maspik to write a lot of mezuzahs. So you have to make sure that he's not rushed. And the reason why he might have to do with money, and that's, you know, why a lot of these say from, you know, you think, well, why is it so expensive? Why are you charging £120 for a mezuzah? You know, surely this could be done, you know, in half an hour. That's him making £240 an hour. That's pretty good money, you know. But you know, this is the pressure which they're under to do it properly. And again, often these people, they think that people don't even realize and appreciate that they have to go slowly to make sure that they've got everything perfect before moving on to the next letter. It's got to be done slowly. Biyishavadas shalahatik yade mina ois. What he says, don't move on from one letter to the next. Ad sheyami denu al tmunase kedin. look at it, ah, this is it, this is exactly what it's supposed to look like, negate vayta to the next. Ukfar isi anashim yireilikim mefazrin momen rav al tikun tfilehem. The people are spending loads of money on the batim and the ritzuais. The lichim you see for umen shochalas is batim noyim umhudarim kedin b'chol prateim. It's an absolute square, perfect. You know, the stitches. And by the way, I took you know, the tefillin were taken into to someone last week. It's terrible, mamish terrible. You know, you've got to be so careful about these things. Someone told me that a friend of mine took in tefillin to someone last week, and remember we learned that you have to have tefiris, right? And the tefiris is on the front and on the back. There was no tefiris on the back.
What was tefiris?
Stitching. It was just stuck on. The fella just stuck it on. It's mamish pasul d'oraisa. You know, it's
it.
What's that? No, someone went in to a particular place and he doesn't know any better, and the fellow provided him with tefillin, and it turns out the one who provided him with the tefillin gave him tefillin which didn't have tefillin. It's possible the Araisa. So Halacha Mishmi Sinai, last week I saw a pair of tefillin where I remember we saw that the stitching, it's got to be a square, you know, and this was like way off the corner. You know, it's you got to be so careful with these things. So people, he says, people are busy spending money on getting nice batim and so on. Ashri chelkim, very nice. Avo b'yez mizetzach lizar al iminat tefillin mi b'vnim. The parshis she yaseh sefer kol yez yisem kedim b'chol proteim v'hidureim ulezetzach she yaseh for baki b'din eksivus ha'ayis yez v'gam she yaseh malachti b'msinus. You've got to know your stuff, and you've got to do it slowly. Imagine a person buys, you know, an expensive pair of tefillin, you know, his tefillin shel roish, and there's one letter in there which is shleika sidrin, right? Shel roish shel yad. It's possible that a person can go down to leaven. Sometimes people don't check their tefillin, you know, they say nowadays better not to check them. If you know that it's kosher originally, the guy assumes, I got it from a rabbi, I got it from someone who, you know, and you assume it's kosher, you can go, Gan Saleb, and you know, it's...
But the size is not the answer, then you're going to be able to tell if it's not a Shleika Sidra.
Well,
no, Shleika doesn't check it.
Correct, you'll never ever be able to tell. So if I'm saying, if you...
Unless you... Shmeret Samad's filling or check, and Shmeret Samad's rubbish.
No,
it's not
rubbish. They can't check.
But they don't know whether it was written
Sidra. You'll never know if it was written Sidra. Unless you have a CCTV in there, you'll never know. But
I have a CD with it.
Right? But unfortunately, you know, like this one which I mentioned about the lack of stitching, it was purchased from a place which was not one of the approved ones, you know, because of recent events. And it's gefährlich. It's mamish. It's a tremendous, tremendous michshol. So, you know, there's a lot of unscrupulous behavior in this industry. Im chosid aksav a tagin a kutz shal yud. So if you're just missing the tagin or the kutz shal yud, we mavur b'simla mavav b'taz ubalamid beiz mamid avram deish l'sak and if it's achish nechtim, that's okay. That's not a problem of shleika sidra. And why? The chol shah ois tsurasi aleha, if it's got the basic tsura on it. Avagav de belay kutz shal yud. It's possible, so the Maya says it is possible, but it still has the tsura of a yud on it. Like we saw the back going, so the din of kesidron is legabi the guf hadvarim, the basic letter. They were written in the right order and so on. In another time when you're allowed to go ahead and make a tikkun, lahafred negiyos bein ois lois shari achakach, and so too, let's just, you know, take a look at that. And 9 uchsav tam, so the top and the mem are stuck together, so you need to fix it up. So you're going to take your barzel, which you referred to before, and you're going to scrape away the bottom between the top and the mem. That's okay. Yeah, is about 1972. Is if the screen locks. So v'chinah v'nigi has been oisla ishari. It's not essential, this one. It's Pasha Tadavkim Leinishtanetsu Rasei Alidei Negia. V'chein Yudei Ha'aleph V'hashin V'ayin V'regel Hatav She'ein Neigim. We saw this before. The Yud section of the Aleph. I mean, the top right Yud. And the Yud bits of the Shin. And the Yud of the Ayin. And the regel of the Tav, which are not touching. But the point is, V'tinuk Talechakim Leitipesh Kireisan V'tzirasan. You show this to a child, and say, yeah, that's a Shin. Even though, if you look closely, you'll see that one of the yudin of the shin, let's say the middle yud of the three-pronged shin, is not actually touching the base, but the child reads it as a shin, and so on. A base for dalet, the chadei mishina tag mechubrit, not connected, liyerech lamala, however, tinik kerei son kitzurasin, that's okay. Shayla sakin achakach. That's considered to be tsurasi aleha. The yeroa the chol zedavkim ein nikar predas and lehedyas. So says the Mishnah Berurah, a very important thing. This do we say? Now again, you've got your aleph. You've got your aleph, which is kind of like a slanted vav, and a yud and a yud. So you've got one of the yuds over here, and it's not touching it. It's not touching, right? There's a little bit of a gap. So you show it to a child, and he says, "It looks like an aleph to me." So we say, "Okay, that's called." You can fix it up, not a bunch like a citron. However, if when you're standing up and you look at the Sefer Torah from a distance, you can already see the gap. It's quite visible, the gap. It's not the type of thing where you go up close and then and only then do you see it. That's already a problem. That's called Ein Ikr Tzirasa Aleha. So very, very, very dachistic. Depends, you know, how conspicuous, how noticeable this gap is. Again, kol zedafkin a nikar predas lehedya. I'm nikar lehedya, but if it's very clear, the gap. Alvul gav the tinik kerikain kaven she'ein siras aleh the kosev shleikas sidrin. That is a problem of shleikas sidrin. The child says this is an aleph. Well, you don't know that an aleph needs to be attached, but it has to be attached, and it's very clearly not attached. Okay, we'll skip the brackets. It's if the yud section is not attached to the nun of the tzadi, if it looks like a yud nun, so it doesn't look like a tzadi, it looks like a yud nun, and so on. Yeah, aval yud shel tzadi she'ein neigim v'yud shel venir alidei zekiyud kiyud nun a ches or the ches shebaregel smoylai on the left hand side yesh hefresh dak there's a gap bein haregel hagag venir kehei looks like a hey azafiru ne'eru shetinik kor la'ayis ketsurasa even if the child says oh that looks like a ches to me so even though he says he reads it ketsurasa royala meaning there are certain times where we say this is just not what the letter is. The child seems to say it is, and so on. That's a problem. He's even more machmer to say that even if the gap is not so conspicuous, according to Prima Gadim is even more machmir. So we've said over here primarily the dinim of Shleikas Sidrin when you have to be machmir. The important thing to remember is if it's ikr surasa aleha, then it's not going to be a problem of Shleikas Sidrin if you go back and fix it. If it's ein ikr surasa aleha, then it will be a problem of Shleikas Sidrin. Okay.
Good.
Good afternoon, everyone.